بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس معادن كما عادن الذهب والفضة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, friends and brothers, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given us this ni'mat of Iman, this ni'mat of Islam, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings it alive by sending down the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. The Anbiya ala Nabiyyina alayhimu salatu wassalam, the maqsad, objective of coming down, that how from a person or from the people having kufr and having shirk, they can come onto wahdaniyat, that is from having disbelief and hypocrisy, and from being those that are idolaters and idol worshippers, they can come onto one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then another object of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them down, that how from jahalat, ignorance and absent-mindedness, ghaflat, they can come onto ilm and they can carry out their life in the correct way. So this has been the zabta and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala send inna arsalnaka nuhan, send Nuh alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala send Salih alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the whole galaxy of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, until khatm nabuwat, khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Imam al-Anbiya Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Sayyid al-Kunain, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom Allah ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you down but as a mercy unto mankind. Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left no stone unturned to make the effort of Iman, because an ummah is going to come about that will be there in his time, known as the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, and then right up till the day of Qiyamah, the deen of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to stay alive. The ulama kiram mention that look, the aqwam and the people and followers of the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they also helped the Nabi to a certain extent. They helped the Nabi. But from the point of being responsible and taking on the mission of the Nabi, that sharaf and that gift is given to Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, other followers of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they were assistant. The Nabi is calling, the Nabi is making effort, they were there with the Nabi. They also went through difficulties with the Nabi. But as responsibility, that what is the responsibility of the Nabi? What is the worry of the Nabi? Find that from the time Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes into the position, then he says a very, very important line, يُنْكَسُ الدِّينُ أَنَا حَيْ, that can the deen go down while I'm alive? So this worry and concern from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's words, the ummah should get the cue, should get the understanding that what was the worry of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his day should be my day. What was his night should be my night. What was his mission should be my mission. What brought joy to Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should bring joy to me. And what broke the heart of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or what saddened him should sadden me. So we understand the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now I must eat with the right hand. My Nabi ate with the right hand. My Nabi entered the masjid with the right foot. My Nabi slept on the right hand side. So this is the sunnat. Then the same way a person will dress up, he say this is the sunnat. Ulama kiram explain that the different facets and the different angles to the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is his surat, one is his sirat, and one is his sarirat. Surat, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared, I have to appear like that. And the sirat, the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will draw from that. And sarirat, that is the pain and concern and mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like my hand is moving to eat with the right hand, like my foot is moving to enter with the right foot, similarly my heart should enter into that I also have to worry for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear friends, to have worry for the deen is actually setting the heart in the correct position. Because a heart that is in azad mizaj, that is just free, just to flutter around, fly around like a bird, has got no grounding and responsibility, that heart hasn't given itself into what it's supposed to be. You see, when we don't bring our heart into one fikr, and there's a fikr of deen, fikr of akhirat, fikr of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the heart will get involved in afkar. Fikr is a plural word, and afkar is fikr is a single word, afkar is a plural word. So when a person doesn't put his heart into the fikr of deen, now all the other fikrs, like how ulama kiram explained, when a person doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he starts to fear every makhluk after that. Similarly, when a person don't put his heart where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be, now that heart becomes affected by all things, all and sundry. So each and every one have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the fikr of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, coming down and down and down, I have received something that is a great ni'mat from Allah, a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to make fikr for deen, to be able to have worry for deen. And this is not a favor to deen that I am doing. Deen has done me a favor. They say in Urdu, agar badshah hame kasar mein bula kar apne takht ke upar bitha de, to badshah ne hamare upar ihsan kiya. If the king calls one of his subjects, come, sit next to me on the throne, has he become the king? It's a king that has placed a feather in his subject's cap. It's not the subject that can say that I have come here because the king has recognized me. Actually, the king is doing me a favor. Similarly, to make fikr for deen, this was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down his favorite servants, that is Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. These people are not normal and simple people. They are the great close ones. And Allah Ta'ala would select them. Huwaj tabakum. There's a whole selection that takes place. Then Allah Ta'ala sends down that Nabi. And that Nabi will receive wahi. That Nabi is very close and Rasul is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine ordinary person like myself being given the opportunity to carry on with this great ni'mat. So the ulama kiram explain that, look, we have to appreciate this ni'mat. Any ni'mat that is appreciated, then a person will realize, you know, how Allah Ta'ala will take him from step to step. Because it is a ni'mat that he has taken to heart. It is a gift that he appreciates. If a person gives his child something, and the child looks after that thing, it encourages the father. It encourages the parents that let me continue to give this child, because it understands how to look after the clothing. I bought him a jacket of this quality. He's ready for something even better because he knows how to look after. So ulama kiram explain, in the light of Quran Sharif, la in shakartum la azidannakum. When a person will make shukr, Allah Ta'ala will increase. So first of all, shukr from my tongue. That, oh Allah, I make shukr that you have given me connection with the work of Dawat. And this work of Dawat, Mawla Ahmad Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentioned, Mawla Ahmad Lat Sahib, very nicely he says, Salana, Mahana, Haftawari, Rozana. A work that is based on a yearly basis, monthly basis, and weekly basis, and daily basis. Now just look at it. All these are the different times that we are living in. But this work keeps a person, I was just thinking, just look at it, from Friday Asr Bayan, after Maghrib Bayan, after Isha Hayatu Sahaba, morning Iman Yaqeen. Hardly we went, made fikr, came back. Last night was the 4-month youngsters program. How do you finish that? And you came this. Can you see what Allah Ta'ala has done through this effort? Allah ne hame is kaam mein mashghool rakha taake iske beech aur beech mein hamare maut aa jayega. Just think of it, my dear friend.